At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And welcome back, or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan, and today's episode is all about your ultimate morning routine, how to wake up earlier, how to be that girl, how to motivate yourself to get your shit together. And I feel that I can talk to the subject because I think I have gained the title of early riser. I know my shit when it comes to morning routines, and I'm confident in my ability to pick one up, stick to it, and do it even when I don't want to do it. So I'll be sharing my current morning routine, how to wake up earlier. What else do I have written down here? It's a little late in the day. My brain's working a little slower, but how to create the perfect morning routine to be that girl, to be the hotter, healthiest, highest, happiest version of you in 2025. But nonetheless, I'm sure you're asking and wondering questions about my hat if you are watching on YouTube. Yes, I did design this beautiful thing. Sorry for being a little satire here, but I'm so excited, you guys. My brand, By Ray, is finally launching on Wednesday, January 22nd. I'm wearing the By Ray trucker hat, or the Ray trucker hat, in crimson red. I have the hunter green one over here. They're super cute, in my opinion. They have our little flower emblem or logo, whatever you want to call it, on the front. It's a little flower or six-leaf clover, as some man on Hinge said. So extra lucky. On the right side panel, it has the Ray logo with the little flower on the E. And I just think they're really cute. They fit really well. I'm so picky about my hats. They're unisex. So if you're a guy who's listening to this, or maybe you're trying to think of what to get your boyfriend for Valentine's Day, this, or their birthday, who knows, get them a By Ray hat. So they go on sale and launch January 22nd, this Wednesday, if you're listening when this podcast episode comes out, at noon. And I'm so excited, you guys. I'm also terrified, but I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys to get your hands on these. It's so fun that I've been able to create a product that you're going to be able to physically hold, because I feel like, besides the merch that I did back in 2021 and 2020, I think. Maybe not 2020, maybe only 2021. I haven't made anything physical that you guys can hold. So this is super cool. I'm super excited, and we'll be shipping internationally. It's one size for the hats. They're completely custom made, and I'm so excited for you guys to get your hands on them. I'm also teaching next Monday at the Health Cafe in Toronto. I'll be teaching a 7:15 a.m. class on the 27th. So definitely sign up if you want to come and move. It will be a 45-minute mat Pilates class, not heated. You can use code ALANA to get 15% off your credit. But nonetheless, let's get into the current faves. I have been freezing in Toronto. It is freezing right now. There's apparently a polar vortex going through, and so I've been needing to dress warmer, and I can't just get away with my wool coat or my leather jacket right now, unfortunately, especially if I'm walking to and from Pilates, if I'm walking around. I need something warmer, and I've been obsessed with my Canada Goose winter jackets. I'm spoiled nonetheless. These jackets are so warm, cute, comfortable. They're just really warm, like underratedly warm, or maybe I wouldn't say underratedly. Like Canada Goose jackets are known to be super warm, but this is my first winter with my warmer Canada Goose. I have a lighter weight one, which is only up to -5 Celsius. This one's a lot warmer, and it definitely was helping keep me warm because it is so cold in Toronto right now. I am hibernating and not stepping outside unless I have to. Also obsessed with my Ultra Mini Uggs. I love wearing them just like going to and from Pilates, to and from Othership, which is like our sauna cold plunge place in Toronto. Mine are destroyed though. I wore them while it was like super wet outside and I got all salt stains on them. I didn't really wear my Uggs last winter and I find I'm wearing them so much this winter. I've had this pair for 3 years. I got them when I first moved out. It's around 3 years or so now. I think it might be time for a new pair and I need to find some like extra strength, waterproof, saltproof, snowproof spray for the next pair. But I really love my Ultra Mini Uggs. I think they're cute. I don't have the platform ones. I have had way too many foot injuries and roll my ankle way too often, so I know I'm forbidden from the platform ones. Plus, I just really like the normal Ultra Minis. My nails are navy blue. You can't really see them on the YouTube, but if you go on my Instagram or my TikTok, I made a little reel about it. I got OPI's Midnight Mantra, and I really love it. I love the navy blue nails. Apparently, navy blue nails with my red hair is a cool girl aesthetic, so slay, but really love the navy blue nails. And I don't know why, I always think of Ashley LaMarca. If you guys follow her on TikTok or Instagram, she got navy blue nails or posted a nail vlog about it, and ever since then I'd wanted navy blue nails, so we have navy blue nails. Other current faves, just being unbothered, love that mindset. I'm strangely obsessed with cultured butter. If you haven't tried cultured butter yet, it's kind of similar to what I would imagine French butter to be. It has those marbles in it. I highly recommend. If you live in Toronto, I get mine from Loblaws. I order it on DoorDash, but I think it's the Presidente brand that I get. I just get the unsalted one. Love using it in my baking. I love using it on toast with my soft scrambled eggs. It's a vibe. Into our winter 2025 morning routine. This is the morning routine I live, breathe, and die by. This is the morning routine that gets me out of a rut when I'm in one, that gets me out of bed every single morning, that makes me feel like the hottest, healthiest, highest, happiest, best version of Alana. And I'm confident that it can make you feel like the best version of you, the highest version of you, and give you that setting ground, that beginning point, like the foundation, that's the word I was looking for. I'm confident that if you were to apply this morning routine, alter it a little bit to be better fit to you and your preferences and your needs, your lifestyle, whatever is going on. But I'm confident that this morning routine can give you the foundation that you need to be able to reach, hit, and work towards whatever your goals are for this year. If you have not listened to my Be Hotter in 2025 three-part series on the podcast yet, go back, listen to those three episodes, then come back to this one, or listen to this episode and then go listen to those. I think that's super important and beneficial and will make this episode that much more impactful for you. If you know a friend is in need of a morning routine, if she is looking, or if he or they, whoever is welcome, whoever is looking for a new morning routine, looking to step up their game this year, to get their shit together, to become a part of the Early Riser Club, to feel super productive before their 9 to 5, their 8 to 5, their 8 to 6, whatever your job is, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a stay-at-home daughter, maybe you're a hustler, whatever it is, this is the morning routine you should send to them. So take a moment, share this with a friend. I feel like Mel Robbins telling you to send it, but send it to someone who needs it. And if you were sent this podcast episode and you're listening to this, hey, welcome. Welcome to the fam. We're all friends in the club. But sorry guys, that was so cringe me. I'm definitely a little hyper. This is what happens when you live alone. But nonetheless, let's get into my morning routine. Take what you like, leave what you don't, as I always say, and let's get into it. I've been waking up lately, and not every single day. If if I don't have a super early workout, like if I don't have a 7:30 a.m. workout that I'm taking, if I'm not teaching at 7:15, I'm waking up at around 7:15, 7:30. But if I have an early workout, I'm waking up at 6, 6:30, maybe even 5:45 a.m. But I wake up, you guys know, or maybe you don't know because you're new here, but I wake up with my Hatch alarm clock. I have the Restore 2. I wake up with it every single day, even on the weekend. Yes, I set an alarm on the weekend. I'm that kind of crazy. I love my Hatch alarm clock. It's the best like $300 I ever spent on an alarm clock. And I know that sounds insane. I have a code in my bio, in the show notes to get you $15 off. But I fully bought my Hatch alarm by myself. No one sent it to me. No one gave me a discount. So you get your discount. But I live and breathe and die by my Hatch alarm clock. I will tell you all my settings. It has helped me get out of bed, especially in the dark early mornings, the cold mornings. That is a Toronto winter. So I typically have the Malibu rising or whatever like fun colored sunrise I can pick. I'll change it up. During the fall, I had like pumpkin spice. They always have fun new ones, but I do a fun, colorful sunrise and I set it to go for 30 minutes. This morning I actually had, I think it was like the morning sounds. It was like the sound bath, sound bowls. Let me check. This morning I had the morning, singing bowl. Normally I have the ambient, I think it's ambient sunshine that I switched to. If you're a longtime listener or have followed my journey and my life on socials for a long time now, you would know that I used to struggle deeply with my relationship with food, with my body, with exercise. I definitely did take it a little too far at one point, and these were things that always controlled and consumed my mind. But like me, it is possible to recover and improve your relationship with food, with your body, with exercise. And that's why I want to introduce you to Equip. Equip is a virtual evidence-based eating disorder treatment program that helps you recover while staying in school, at your job, and with your family and friends. Equip provides you with a dedicated care team that can include a therapist, dietitian, medical provider, and a mentor who has been through recovery. Equip treats all types of eating disorders and is covered by insurance and has no wait list. Among all the ways I talk about self-improvement and self-love, healing your relationship with food is the single best thing you can do to prioritize your well-being. Don't wait and get a free consultation with Equip. Visit equip.health/Alana to learn more about Equip's virtual accessible eating disorder treatment. That's equip.health/Alana. Every new year, we set New Year's resolutions, we set goals, and sometimes we forget to create the game plan on how to get there. Whether it's something like saving more money, investing more money, sometimes we forget how to actually do it. We forget to let ourselves know or create a game plan as to how we can make saving or investing our money easier. But Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has the chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. I personally love Acorns. It makes investing and figuring out what to do with your money and adulting in general a whole lot easier, a whole lot less stressful, a whole lot less overwhelming. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. I feel like being a woman just gets harder and harder as time goes on, especially when it comes to figuring out our hormones and hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environments, whether it's in the water, in our skincare, in our clothes, in our food, in the air, whatever it is. they seem to always be messing with us. And there is a solution. There is a solution. Hormone Harmony is a formula that is made with herbal ingredients like adaptogens that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. So no matter what your age is, no matter what life cycle you are in, life stage you're in, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which you guys know I love, that help your body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages, whether you are navigating PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, or just the regular cycle symptoms. I personally really am a big fan of Happy Mammoth, and it has made me feel like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code Alana for 15% off today. Yes. I switched to Ambient Sunshine. I think last year I had Lofi Beats, but that wasn't waking me up or something. But anyways, so I have Ambient Sunshine as my alarm sound. I have it set to 72% brightness and 75% volume. My Hatch alarm clock is truly the best thing ever. If you have one, then you know. And if you don't, then you need to try it. It does have, I believe they have the 30 days guarantee. So if you don't like it, you can send it back within 30 days. And I kid you not, when I first purchased this, I kept the box for 30 days because I was convinced that it would be no better than my iPhone alarm, like using the sleep settings, which I did really love. But there is just something about the sunrise feature that is super helpful. So love my Hatch alarm clock to wake me up at 6:30. If I have a super early start, 5:45. And once it goes off and it wakes me up at that time, I do the Mel Robbins trick and I count down from 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, turn on my lamp and get the fuck out of bed. I like to put warm lighting on in my living room or the bedroom. Sometimes in the bedroom, I just leave my lamp on, and I always make my bed right away. So for a multitude of reasons, and I've spoken about this habit time and time again. Number one, just so I'm not tempted to just like sit back down on my bed and scroll. I don't really sit on my bed ever in my apartment until it's time to go to bed, if I'm being honest. This is a thing that I do just because I live alone and I can sit on my couch whenever I want. When I had a roommate, I would hang out on my bed all the time. But nonetheless, I make the bed so that I'm not tempted to get back in it. It's also a productive habit. So you're starting your day off on a note of productivity, a note of accomplishment because you're accomplishing something. And that sets the tone for the rest of the day by doing that. And then also clear space equals a clear mind. I really do think making your bed and keeping your bedroom clean is so important. I keep cozy fuzzy slippers by my bed so I'm not stepping onto the cold floor in the morning because it's winter, because it's cold out. Honestly, I do this all year round. I love keeping cozy slippers by my bed. I slip those on. I head over to the bathroom and I get ready because when you take time in the morning to care for yourself, to take time to get ready, you are showing yourself love. Getting ready and doing your hygiene routines and all of that is giving yourself love and showing yourself love. And that is so important for your relationship with yourself, your self-esteem, your self-confidence. And I'm a really strong believer of look good, feel good. If you feel good about your appearance, you're gonna feel so much more confident and take that confidence with you and how you carry yourself throughout the rest of the day, how you interact with other people, how you go about your tasks at work, maybe assignments at school, whatever it is. Think about how you feel when you go out and you're in an outfit that you feel super confident and hot in versus when you wear something that you don't feel super confident in. You feel uncomfortable in it, you feel insecure in it, you don't want to be as sociable, you don't feel as confident in whatever it is you're doing that's constantly on your mind about like how you look. So if you take even 5 minutes in the morning to do your skincare, put makeup on if that makes you feel good, to brush your teeth, to do your hair, etc., and pick out an outfit that you feel really hot and comfortable and good in, it makes all the difference. I swear. I do this every day, even if I'm just bumming at home, even if I'm just like rotting on my couch, I get ready. I will do my makeup and my hair for no one else other than me. And it's always been that way. Maybe in high school it was for like the male gaze, for getting guys' attraction at school or like trying to impress girls I wanted to be friends with. But for as long as I can remember now, like it's truly just for me. I grew up always watching my mom get ready every single morning. I'd walk into her bathroom and she was blow drying her hair and doing her makeup. And she always was just so, and I'm talking about in past tense, she is such a confident person. And I guess I just adapted that mindset and that habit and that ritual. It's almost like your morning, think of your morning routine and all the little habits in it as a ritual for yourself, a self-care ritual, if you will. So I brush my teeth. I love a good ice roller in the morning, especially if it's early. I know we're cold, but it just like shocks the system and depuffs the face. My morning skincare, light makeup, and I love to habit stack this with listening to my favorite podcast. So whether for you, maybe it's this podcast, Morning Ray. For me, I love listening to Mel Robbins, shocker, Note to Self, What We Said, The Skinny Confidential, while I'm getting ready. So I love to play a podcast after I brush my teeth. I let myself have a moment of silence and then I'll put a podcast episode on my speakers. And usually after I brush my teeth, I go and do my coffee and vitamins habit stack. So I'll make my coffee and take my probiotic and other vitamins while I'm making my coffee. And that way I can enjoy my coffee while I'm getting ready. I love making a hot vanilla cappuccino in the winter. I use whole milk. I just have the Monin vanilla syrup. I'll do about half a pump of that. Brew my espresso over it. You guys, if you follow me on social media at Alana Bloomberg, then you would know how I make my coffee. I post it pretty much every single day. I habit stack taking my vitamins with my coffee because I'm going to make my coffee every single day. If it's a super early morning, I probably won't make coffee before my workout and I'll have it when I get back from it. Like for example, this morning I taught Pilates at 7:15 a.m. So I had my coffee afterwards. If I do a 7:30 a.m. class, I make my coffee afterwards. This part kind of depends on like when I'm waking up and when my workout is. If I feel super rushed, I'll save the coffee for afterwards. But I usually do like to enjoy it while I'm getting ready for my workout and while I'm getting ready for the day. I will then go and read the daily excerpt of The Pivot Year by Brianna Weist. I've been reading it. I got it a few days after New Year's, read all of the numbers of days or whatever up into the date I was on. So now I'm on day 20 because it's January 20th today. So I read the little excerpt every single day, take a moment to mentally reflect on that. And then I go and walk to my workout. I walk to 98% of my workouts, unless it's in an area not close to mine, then I'll take an Uber or transit or whatever it is. But I love walking to my workouts. I love walking anywhere and everywhere. You will quickly learn this about me, or maybe this is something you already know. I love getting my steps in. I love getting fresh air in. The workouts I've been drawn to lately, and again, if you follow me on socials, this is no surprise. If you've been listening to the pod for a while, then this is no surprise at all. I love Jaybird Reformer. I love the burn or the build classes for heated mat classes. I also love Soleus Reformer, specifically the sets or the shape classes, or I like Soleus Sculpt, the 45-minute class for a heated mat class. And then I also really do love boxing 101. I train with Adam at Studio KO in Toronto on King West, or I'll love a Barry's class if I want something a little bit more intense, if I want to run. But predominantly, I would say I spend a lot of time between Jaybird and now Soleus. I am a Pilates girl through and through, and it just feels really good to me, and my body really likes it. I will then come home from my workout and have breakfast. Lately, I've really been loving scrambled eggs with toast, or call me a child, but I love my Eggo French Toaster Sticks. I also really love the Siggy's Vanilla Skyr. They finally came out with the single serve cups, which I also just love having for snacks or protein smoothie. Either I'll make it or I'll pick one up from Nut Bar. I love Nut Bar in Toronto. My go-to order is a vanilla smoothie with protein and greens. Then I'll shower and get ready for the day, answer emails and admin from work while eating, and that's my morning routine. Nothing too complex, no million one steps. I don't really journal. I used to journal every single morning in the past, that I don't do that anymore. If that's something you like to do, then you do you. I don't meditate. For me, my workout is my meditation. Could that change? potentially. Not a huge meditation girl. Like, you really have to convince me to meditate, if I'm being honest. Find what works for you. This is what works for me. At one point, I had 1,000,001 steps. I got to a point where I was like forcing myself to journal every single day when I didn't want to anymore, and that practice was no longer serving me. And I would dread my morning routine because I had 1,000,001 things. And maybe this seems like a lot to you. I feel like it's pretty simplified. I wake up before 7 a.m. or before 7:30 a.m. or earlier. I use my Hatch alarm clock to do so. I count down from 5, turn on a light, and get out of bed. Oh, I didn't include like putting clothes on, but that's in the get ready portion. Anyways, I wake up by 7:30 a.m. I don't hit snooze. I count down from 5. I turn on lights to regulate my circadian rhythm. I make my bed right away so I'm not tempted to get into it, and I'm starting my day off with an accomplishment. I put slippers on, head to the bathroom, brush my teeth, make my coffee, take my vitamins, all while listening to a podcast.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
My morning skincare. I go to my workout class. I walk there. I come home. I make my breakfast. I answer emails. Oh, I read my the pivot year. You know, you get the gist. And I'm sure you're sitting here listening, wondering, Elena, how the fuck do you get up at 6? How the fuck do you get up at 5:45 a.m.? How do you get up at 7:30 when you don't have to? Because I don't have to. No one's telling me to. I work for myself. I don't have to go into an office. And I'm sure also a lot of you work remote, or maybe you have school online, or you literally wait until the last second possible to get out of bed and go to work or school or turn on your Zoom or whatever it is. I'm always someone that, to be honest, I just do things when I want to do them. But I understand that not everyone is like me, and that is a very unique character trait to me. But I also have always been an early riser. And one thing about me is if I want to wake up early, I go to bed earlier. At least I try to. I really do try to, because if you know, I've been trying to get better with my sleep. But going to bed earlier will automatically make waking up earlier a lot easier for you. Drive for those 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. If you are striving for 7 hours, go to bed 7.5 hours before you want to get up. If you want 8 hours, go to bed 8.5 hours before you want to get up. It takes approximately 30 minutes to fall asleep, so time yourself accordingly, schedule yourself accordingly, and maybe this is a myth, maybe this is placebo, maybe this is something my mom used to just tell me so that I would go to bed earlier when I was younger, but I feel like it still stands true. Like, the earlier and more sleep you get before midnight, the better rested you will feel in the morning. Because think about when you go out and you go to the bars and you get home late, and maybe you get home at 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 a.m. and you still get those 8 hours of sleep, you are still exhausted. But if you had those 8 hours of sleep and you went to bed at like, say, 9:30, 10, maybe 11, you feel so much more rested, even though you got the same amount of sleep. Take with that what you will, go to bed earlier, and you can wake up earlier. And with that, I think a calming night routine is key. I think morning routines actually start at night, and the way in which we wind down for sleep and enable ourselves to have deeper, higher quality sleep, because quality sleep is so important, more so than quantity, as per most things in life. These are the things I live, breathe, and die by for a common common, a calming night routine. Number one, minimizing blue light, whether that's through minimizing the screen usage, setting nighttime mode, changing the lighting on your screens to be more yellow, having smart bulbs so that your light can be more yellow, wearing blue light glasses, whatever it is. I love to have red light or warm lighting in my apartment at night. I also have dim lighting. I don't have any overhead big lights on ever, pretty much, unless I have to. I love my smart bulbs. I just have the Miros brand from Amazon. The Philips ones were too expensive for my likings, and I love them. They work great. They connect to my Alexa. I didn't want her to go off, and they're great. I love to read or journal before bed, but if I'm being transparent, I haven't been good at that lately. I love my sound machine, aka my Hatch, because it doubles as an alarm clock and a sound machine. I usually will play rain on there. I just love the sound of rain. I used to also do brown or white noise. Now, if you don't have a Hatch, if you don't have a sound machine, Spotify has playlists. If you're an Apple Music person, I don't really know if they have that, but maybe search it. But I really do love it. And then I also love to have an herbal tea, or you could have a sleepy girl mocktail before bed. I love peppermint, dandelion, chamomile, daily detox, or sleepy time tea. Anything that's caffeine free is great. It's just calming and soothing and comforting. I always take this. Even if I'm drunk, coming home from the bar, I take my magnesium glycinate before bed. It's really good for helping your muscles relax and helping for a deeper sleep. I remember when I first started taking this, I realized how much better I slept and how much more rested I felt when I woke up. So don't sleep on that. I'll have anything that I mention linked in the show notes. If you're on YouTube, go to the podcast link that's in the description, and then you'll be able to find everything in the show notes linked there. And then in the morning, when your alarm goes off, do not hit snooze. Hitting snooze, it's probably the worst thing that you can do. Like, think about how shitty you feel after you hit snooze a million times. I realized that whenever I had to like get up for the airport and I always just like sprung out of bed, I actually felt more energized, even though I was waking up way earlier than the times I hit snooze a million times. Count down from five and get the fuck out of bed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get out. Spring up. Spring out of your bed like you were so excited to start your day. If that doesn't work for you, keep a glass of water next to your bed, and instead of hitting snooze in the morning, grab that glass of water, sit up and drink it, and your brain will wake up and it can think before you just automatically hit snooze. Why do we not want to hit snooze? Like I said, it makes you feel more tired. It can make you more inflamed, feel more sluggish. It messes with your sleep cycle, because every single time you hit snooze and close your eyes again, you are restarting another sleep cycle, and then you're waking up 15 minutes into that sleep cycle, and then no wonder you feel sluggish and shitty and tired. When you wake up, try to expose yourself to light when you wake up to cue your body to stop producing melatonin, aka your sleep hormone, and this will regulate your circadian rhythm. You have dark mornings, a lamp or the light from your Hatch also works when we're getting up early in the winter mornings. Creating a morning routine that you genuinely look forward to and enjoy doing, that really just like calms your headspace and grounds you, is also another way to get up early every single day. It's that motivator. I truly love my morning routine and romanticize the shit out of it. If you have something to look forward to, you are more likely to do it than if it's something you are dreading. When I dreaded my morning routine, when I fell off of it, when I wasn't really doing things, I had nothing to look really forward to, and that made it harder to get out of bed. This will also close the habit loop, which is cue, routine, reward. The cue is your alarm going off. The routine is your morning routine that follows, and the reward is how you feel from accomplishing this. And lastly, as per expected, have a why. Like, why do you want to wake up at 6 a.m.? Why do you want to wake up at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., whatever it is? No goal will ever be accomplished without a why. You can connect this back to your mantra, your word for the year, the theme that we set in our Hotter for 2025 episode series. Again, go listen if you haven't listened already, but you really need something to lean on when motivation is lacking. I get questions all the time. Alana, how do you stay motivated to do XYZ? How are you motivated to wake up early every single day? How do you wake up early every single day or most days? And see, the thing is that I don't rely on motivation. I don't wait to feel motivated to do something. I just decide I'm going to do something because I have a deeper reason as to why. I do these things because it makes me feel good. It shows my self-love. I love how I feel when I wake up early. I feel productive. I feel efficient. I feel grounded. By having a why, this will trigger your ability to have more self-discipline and will help you tap into your intrinsic ability to motivate yourself instead of relying on extrinsic motivators. I don't wake up every day wanting to do everything I preach, but because I love myself and because I want to continue to show up for myself and prove that to me, to nurture my relationship with myself, I do it. I continue to do it even on the days where I wake up with a pit in my stomach, where I feel exhausted, where I feel like shit, where I'm spiraling. I lean into my morning routine because I know it is the thing that is going to make me feel better. I know it's the thing that shows myself love, and it's an act of self-care and self-love for myself. It nurtures my relationship with myself. It is me time. And if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to get up and do the things that you know you should be doing that are hard, or maybe they're not hard, you're just choosing not to do them, then maybe you don't love yourself enough. And I think maybe that's a question you have to explore just a little bit further. Not everything in life is easy. In fact, most things are challenging, hard, uncomfortable, scary, intimidating. But why not be the small percentage that chooses to go head on into those things and learn as they go, and to take chances, and to take risks, and to believe in themselves, and to just do the damn thing. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that it was helpful. I hope that it was inspiring. I hope it gave you the foundation and the template, the framework to help create the best morning routine for you, to motivate yourself to get the fuck out of bed earlier in the morning and to do something truly for you to show yourself love. If this episode was helpful for you, I would love if you could share it with a friend who you think it might be helpful for. I would love if you could leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, as that is how you can help support the pod. Make sure to check out my brand By Ray. It's at byray.ca. Hats launch on January 22nd at noon Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate all of your love and support. I love seeing you guys share that you're listening to the pod on stories, on Instagram Reels, on TikToks, because we can still do that. I truly love you guys and appreciate you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
. 89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.